Now, speaking with Bob Dineen, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association, about a piece of legislation that's being introduced regarding the ethanol industry. And first of all, Bob, can you tell us about this bill, what it does, where it's coming from?
Yes, this is Senator Grassley's effort to put in place a reform of the existing tax incentive and new policy that would encourage marketers to utilize blender pumps and build out infrastructure while allowing the industry to continue to evolve with incentives for cellulose ethanol and other advanced biofuels. We think it's the right way to go. We think it's the fiscally responsible approach to reforming the existing federal ethanol program, and we are very supportive of it. Right now, the bill has several co-sponsors, including Senators Conrad, Johans, Klobuchar, Franken, Tim Johnson, Senator Harkin, and Ben Nelson of Nebraska. So it is a bipartisan bill. They're going to look to continue to grow support for it, and we're very excited about it.
Well, why is this bill so important for the industry?
When the tax incentive was extended last December, it was made pretty clear that simply continuing to extend the tax incentive program as is was probably not going to happen given the fiscal constraints that the Congress is facing today. And we understand that. Look, the industry has grown significantly over the past 5 or 6 years, and you don't necessarily need the same tax policy to support continued demand for ethanol. What Senator Grassley is proposing here is a tax incentive that is tied to the price of oil, that would recognize that, hey, with $110 a barrel oil that we see today, you don't need the taxpayer to provide additional incentive to blend that the marketplace is already providing. But we still remain very much vulnerable to the volatility in oil markets. And while it may be a little bit hard to realize today, when we're looking at $110 a barrel oil, we're just a little bit more than 24 months removed from $39 a barrel oil. And so you want to have something in place that's going to protect the investment that the taxpayer has already made in ethanol when you have those periods where the oil price collapses. We are still absolutely vulnerable to that marketplace. In St. Louis, the administrator for the Energy Information Administration made that point, that the future of biofuels is going to continue to be tied to what happens with the price of oil. Exactly. And this proposal would protect the demand for ethanol, would continue to provide a demand driver for ethanol when oil prices are low, while not requiring the taxpayer to subsidize gasoline marketers when the marketplace is already providing an incentive to blend. That's not the only thing that the bill does. The bill also enhances existing tax incentives for blender pumps to encourage marketers to invest in that technology that ultimately is going to make fuel choice at the pump something that all Americans can benefit from. That's a critically important element of this whole package as well. It also includes extensions of the producer tax credit for cellulosic ethanol and accelerated depreciation for cellulosic ethanol so that the industry can continue to evolve and hopefully accelerate the commercialization of those new technologies, of second-generation ethanol technologies. Those three things working together, the reform of the existing tax incentive to be a variable incentive, infrastructure tax incentives that will encourage marketers to invest in blender pumps, and cellulosic tax incentives that allows the industry to continue to evolve, sets up a policy that we think is fiscally responsible and makes great sense for this nation's energy and economic future.
Well, also this week in the Senate, we already saw a bill introduced that would actually do away with the tax credit and the associated tariff instead of trying to reform it like this bill is doing.
Yeah, Senator Coburn and Senator Feinstein and several other oil state members would like to see the ethanol tax incentive go away immediately. They probably should look at the study that was also just released that said if you were to do that, if you were to eliminate ethanol altogether from the marketplace, you would see gasoline prices suddenly spike more than 50%, perhaps as much as 90%. So you'd have, instead of $4 gasoline today, perhaps $5.50 or even $7.70 gasoline. It may be in the interest of ExxonMobil stockholders to drive up the price of gasoline in that fashion, but it's certainly not in the interest of consumers or Americans across this country.
And that's the Ethanol Report. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.